Welcome to episode 80 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to not only give you the rules, but the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this episode. I am David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. And in this episode, we've got some things to talk about. First one, we're going to talk about rule number 3 of The Walking Leader, which is go by yourself. And then we're going to add another installment to the must-read book list for any up-and-coming leader and established leaders. You definitely need to read some of these. These are pretty interesting books. And then we're going to talk about some credibility issues that come along with rule number 3. So, without further delay, let's get started. Now, rule number 3 of The Walking Leader is go by yourself. And as I said before, and I will say it again, being a leader is a full-time job. It's also a very lonely job. You are a leader. You lead as an individual. You do not lead by consensus, and you definitely are not a leadership committee. You are the leader. I can't express that anymore. You are the leader. That's why going by yourself is important. As a leader, you cannot afford to be seen as someone who has to lead by turning to others for advice, guidance. Yes, you need those mentors, but not every moment, not every decision. Sometimes you're going to have to take it into your own hands and deal with the situation. Now, when people look to you, they should look to one individual. That's what they should see, one individual, and not a committee of people that wants to be leaders but cannot agree on who actually is the leader. Now, don't get me wrong. There are times and places for leadership committees, but the title of this podcast is, and my book is not The Walking Leadership Committee. No, it is The Walking Leader, singular, leader. You are that leader. Again, let me make something clear. You are a leader in an organization full of leaders. However, you should make certain to respect those other leaders, especially when you're walking around. And I will further expand on this point in the next episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. But for now, let's stick to this. Going by yourself ensures that you can have some one-on-one time with others in the organization. Going by yourself ensures that you are present in the moment with what is going on all around you. And going by yourself ensures that you can complete rule number 1 and rule number 2 of the Walking Leader without having to wait for others or be at the mercy of someone else's timetable or schedule. Besides, you're a big kid. You can go out by yourself. Do not be afraid. You can do it. Trust me. I know you can do it. You got this far. You can continue. Now, speaking of continuing, before I continue, I want to take a moment to talk about this next entry into the Walking Leader's must-read book list. And if you don't know what that is, there's a link on my homepage on the website, and it'll take you to it. Just click on must-read book list, and it'll take you to these books that I feel are essential books that any up-and-coming leader, as well as established leader, should read, grasp, fully understand, and use as tools to enhance their leadership and what they're doing. This time, the book I want to talk about that's just being added to my must-read book list. I read this a long time ago, not so long ago, but I read this a while back. It's called Fish, A Remarkable Way to Boost Morale and Improve Results by Stephen C. London, Harry Paul, John Christensen, Kenneth H. Blanchard. This leadership and motivational and inspirational book takes a look at how one individual, one fictional individual, found change in one of the most unlikely places. A fish market, where every day the leadership and the employees of that fish market choose their attitude, they are present, they make everyone's day, and most of all, they play. Now, this book is set on Seattle's Pike Place fish market. You know, you've probably seen the video where they're tossing the food, the fish around and sending it from one side of the market to the other so people can wrap it up and bag it and the customers can pay for it. You've seen it. And if you haven't, look it up. Look up Pike Place Fish Market. It's awesome. Now, according to a review on Amazon.com, quote, "This is one fish story that doesn't exaggerate. It shows you how changing your attitude lets you enjoy your work and your life. Hook into it. It's quite a catch," end quote. Now, Fish is published by Hatchet Books, and it was first published back in March of 2000. It's a great book. It's still very much relevant. It really, truly is one of those books that just because it's, you know, what, 16 going on 17 years, doesn't mean that anything is lost. No, again, we need that motivation. We need that inspiration. And we definitely need to play. And without a doubt, this book covers that. Now, it's a quick read. It doesn't get into too much detail, but it does give you something you can work with. Now, you can order your copy today. The link to get your copy is on the podcast show notes on my website, daveguerra.com, /podcast/80. That's episode 80. Now, let's get back on topic. Today's this episode's topic is Go By Yourself. Now, I would be doing a big disservice if I did not mention that there is a negative side to rule number 3 of the walking leader. See, there will be times that you will find yourself in a situation that you would rather not be. And what I mean is that there are those rare cases going at it alone will cause some issues, especially credibility problems. There may be some incompatibility issues with coworkers, peers, superiors, or any other stakeholder, internal or external. Now, if I'm not making myself clear, let me put it to you this way. Let me just say it this way. There will be times that you will find yourself in a your word against their word situation. Folks, this can be one of the most difficult and misunderstood situations that any leader can get into. And there are times that you can avoid the situation that escalates. Well, you can avoid the situation escalating into the, you know, your word against theirs. First, you know, you can do a couple of things. And first that I want to mention is if it doesn't feel right, don't go. Avoid that department. Avoid those personnel or those individuals. You've been around long enough. You kind of have to trust your gut sometimes. If things are just not too good to go into, don't go. You know, if the department or the group doesn't make you feel comfortable, stay away. It's okay. Come back later. But don't put yourself in a situation you'd rather not be in. Second, whenever something does happen or nothing happens, document your trips outside of your area of responsibility. Now, this is not an attempt to rat people out, but it does serve to help your case should you ever need the help. See, additionally, documenting your travels and interactions serves to create points of reference for future interactions and to exploit opportunities that may arise. Now, what do I mean by exploit opportunities that may arise? Well, you've been going to this one department, you've been visiting this one part of the organization, you've been seeing these problems and they start to grow, but they're not to the point that they become safety issues or hazards. But should it ever become that, you've got something to go with and said, look, I noticed these situations are happening, this type of interactions are happening, and it might need to be addressed. Because again, sometimes somebody, an objective eye from the outside looking into a department, can see things that somebody who's just been there, that just gets blind to their immediate surroundings, will fail to see. So again, those are those opportunities you want to exploit. You know, you don't want to make them like you're just, like I said, you don't want to rat somebody out. But what you do want to do is make sure that, hey, work is getting done and things are beneficial, not just to that department, to those individuals, but to the organization as well. Now, back to the your word against others. I'm not saying that it will happen, but I am saying that if it does happen, you have something on your side. And folks, having something on your side is always better than having nothing on your side. So go ahead and document. Make sure you're documenting your visits. Make sure you're writing down who you talked to, who's present, who wasn't there. Keep notes. It's not going to hurt. It really is not going to hurt. Actually, it could actually save your job. So with that being said, what do you think? I'd love to hear from you. Let me know. What do you think about rule number 3, go by yourself, both the positive and the negative? And you can do that by emailing me at dave@daveguerra.com or by Twitter with the @DaveGuerra, all one word, DaveGuerra, all one word. And let me know what you think. Well, everyone, that about wraps it up for this 80th episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am David Guerra, United States Army veteran, entrepreneur, author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can use now to lead you to leadership greatness in your organization. My books are sold on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and also for the Amazon Kindle and the Barnes & Noble Nook. As always, I thank you for your time. I look forward to hearing from you. And as I said, drop me a note, dave@daveguerra.com or on Twitter @DaveGuerra. Listen, thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate you stopping by, downloading, listening. Thanks again. And until next time, everybody, take care.